I'm DJ Shovet.
And I'm Goose.
And we're talking today to one of our favorite musical artists, Bedouin.
Hi, good to be here.
We know you're playing with jazz on Wednesday, June 1st. Is this your first time in Santa Cruz?
I think it's my first time playing my own show, yeah.
How has COVID affected the way you travel? We know that you've like moved around a lot, both in life and as part of your musicianship. Has that changed in the past 2 years? Or at least like you're touring as an individual artist as well.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more factors to consider. Try to stay as safe as possible. So definitely less socializing, which is actually fine because I don't tend to socialize much when I'm touring. I kind of just like keep my head down and try to, you know, save my voice and put on a good show. So that part I don't feel as much, but I'm sure other people do because it can be quite social for some people. Otherwise, you know, just like kind of do those little things that can help, like stay outdoors and try not to do anything that could cancel the tour. So that's a little scary, but you know, just kind of do your best.
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of travel, I know that's a big part of like the way you talk about your music and like your musical image as well. If you'd like to like expand on that in any way. I know that you tie a lot of your identity in terms of like immigrating from different countries and things like that in with the music you create. I remember watching an interview where you talk about the track Louise, the bonus track where you sing in Armenian, I think Western Armenian, and the challenges that have come with that. And just thinking about releasing that, even though you had that hesitation. And I remember you talking about Bird as well and how that kind of relates to your experience. And just if you wanted to expand on that kind of connection within your music.
Yeah, sure. I've always felt kind of between cultures. I had sort of a unique cultural upbringing. My parents are Syrian Armenian. And I was born in Syria, but I was raised in Saudi Arabia, which is really strictly Muslim country. But I was raised in an American school. And so it was just like this really confusing amalgamation of cultures. And I learned Armenian as a second language and very loosely, very informally at home. English was more or less my first language. And my family won the green card lottery. And when I was 10, we moved to America. And in a way, I felt like I was primed for America, but it was still confusing. In Saudi Arabia, we lived in this compound that was basically housing expats. And a lot of them were American. Some were European, some were Middle Eastern. But yeah, it still felt a little bit confusing, like I lost something. And it's been especially challenging with so much turmoil in that area. But I'm not sure how it finds its way in my songwriting. I think it definitely shapes it. It's definitely a huge part of who I am. So there's stuff that's like more literal or stuff that's like more obvious, like the song in Armenian, Luis. And then there's some things that I think are more subtle that are hard to pinpoint.
This past summer, you played a free show at the Ford Theater in LA with the Killjoy String Quartet and Steady Holiday.
I actually attended this show and I unexpectedly
was
there because she was working at the venue at the time. So it was a great experience.
Cool.
What was your experience with that performance and also like playing with other historic venues? I've spent a lot of time over at the Ford and the Bowl, and I myself, even though I'm not on the stage, it's a really powerful experience. So I'm just wondering.
Yeah. That show was so deeply special. I woke up just like, I actually cried the next day. Just in disbelief that it happened, because I've played with a quartet before and I've played with full band, but I've spent a lot of time touring solo, and I've certainly never played with a full band and a quartet. And it's something I've wanted to do for so long, and to like experience that fully realized like that. It was so, so special. And if I could, I would do that every night, but it's like, you know, it logistically hardly ever makes sense. It can be really expensive. It can be hard to wrangle. Like everybody, it could be difficult for, you know, not every stage would allow that. And Ford, obviously, like one of the most beautiful locations, one of the most beautiful venues. It was just such a treat. I'm so happy that happened. One of my favorite venues for sure. Yeah. One of my favorite shows. Yeah.
Sitting in the audience, I understood that it was just such a magical night. And yeah, I don't know. The Ford Theater is a really cool venue, and to see an artist that you really love there, I just feel like it was such a unique experience, especially with the addition of adding in kind of other musicians with your own personal music that you've recorded, which can kind of relate to our next question.
In your music, it seems like you also love working with other artists, both through collaborations and covers. What was the process in working with other artists and deciding to release covers as well as original music?
The covers always seem to come out naturally. There's like there'll be a song that's been on my mind or stuck in my head, and then I'll eventually like learn how to play it. And then when it makes sense, like in the timeline between records to release something, it'll just kind of come together. It's kind of a natural, intuitive process. With 13, which I did with Hooray for the Riff Raff and Waxahachie, that came about after touring together. I opened for them. They did like a double bill and I opened for it. And we knew we all wanted to play a song together. And that came about like halfway through the tour or something. And somebody suggested that we record it, but we were all in different locations. So like over the course of the next like year or two, we got everybody's parts and it was released way after the fact, after the tour. So yeah, nothing too forced. I think there have been times I've wanted to release a cover. I feel like I haven't released one in a little while, but you know, if nothing's really like speaking to me, if nothing feels obvious, then I'd rather not do it. I'd rather it come kind of naturally.
I love how in your covers, you always make it your own. And in certain songs in your covers, I knew them beforehand, like Linda Perhacs, Hey, Who Really Cares? I love that song. But then other songs like Come Down in Time, I wasn't familiar with the original. So now I prefer your version to it, even though I've like listened to it. Because you add like your own really distinctive melodies into them. And it's really interesting to kind of hear that as a listener and be able to kind of identify the sounds of an artist that you listen to enough that you can kind of, you know, notice those trends. That's very cool. Interesting to hear as a listener.
Cool.
I'm just wondering like how you're feeling about the upcoming show on Wednesday, if there's anything specific that you're looking forward to.
I'm really excited. We're playing that show as a duo, Gus and I, and Gus produced the records. He's a huge part of this project. And we've been playing this duo set on the East Coast. We just did it. And so I feel like it's all like warmed up and ready to go. So I'm just excited to get back into it.
That's great. We're very excited to see you. And also just wanted to say, like, thank you so much for talking to us today.
We both have been listening to your music for the past 2 years and have been excitingly anticipating the opportunity to talk with you since last year when your initial tour dates were released.
I don't know if your manager told you, but I emailed him like 15 minutes after your tour was announced. Like,
no way. I don't think I knew that. That's awesome. Amazing.
It was really great to connect about your music, and we're really looking forward to your performance on June 1st at Kumbwa Jazz downtown.
This is Goose
and DJ Shovet
signing off with Bedouin.
Sweet. All right.